Happy Day, Red Edition. I was in a bar just the other night and I was having a drink of ginger ale. Because I don't drink. When I was younger, a long time ago, I used to drink with both hands, but I haven't drank for a long time. But I go to bars. I kind of like the association with people. The difference now between drinking and not drinking is I'm home at 10 at night instead of 11 in the morning, right? So that's kind of cool. I wanted to share something with you. I wrote it down. It was so profound. The guy said to me, he said, "Were you an alcoholic?" And I said this. It just kind of, my mouth opened, some words fell out, so I had to write it down quickly so I wouldn't forget. I said, I was not an alcoholic. No alcoholic could drink as much as I did. By thunder. Hey, just sharing living wage. Commies, living wages are going to pay you just for showing up and doing nothing. So many people on the left are going on and on about this living wage business. There's all kinds of experimental camps, call them, happening. And they say, we're going to pay people for doing nothing. We're going to take the money, of course, from the people who do something. And we're going to pay all the other people who don't do nothing. You know what? It can't work. Well, firstly, all you're doing is enabling them. I mean, it's just the whole thing, the whole experiment is just stupid. But one thing that they have overlooked, they being, of course, the dumb people, that'd be the liberals, when they get the money, they spend it right away. For some reason, the liberals think they're going to take that money and space it out until the next payday. That's not what they do. You give them their $1,800 that month or $500, whatever it is in that particular region that you're experimenting with, they spend it. They spend it. Do I know that for sure? No, I don't. I haven't even met anybody that's gotten a check yet. But I know people, back to that bar thing, there's guys spending money they don't even have yet. They're borrowing from other people. And that's kind of the way it is. It's just a stupid, stupid thing. Free enterprise works. Free it up. Leave that communist stuff alone. Trash. Americans throw away enough garbage every day to fill 63,000 garbage trucks, which in 1 year, if you line up the trucks, you're halfway to the moon. In 2 years, of course, you're on the moon. You know, and the trucks, they compress the trash. So if they didn't, it would be a whole bunch more than that. I mean, Americans toss 7 pounds per person of trash per day. And half of this trash goes to landfill where garbage is buried into the earth. Okay? That's, drywall, boards, all kinds of things. All these green people, all these liberals, they really have messed up because they don't have any vision. I mean, I got vision. They wear bifocals, but they really have no vision because they think that they're doing all this neat stuff. And how's it better? What they've improved on, so they think, is back in the day, every home had a burning barrel in the back alley and little towns throughout North America had these great big incinerators. And once a week, it was usually Wednesday afternoon, people would bring up the trash that was excess from their homes and from businesses and they would burn it. And then the green people came along and said, you can't do that, your cousin smoke, so let's just bury it in the ground. It's 1,000 times worse to bury it in the ground. Someday a Martian is going to come down here and start digging and say, what kind of animal lived here that did all this stuff? It doesn't make any sense. Fires are good, you get rid of it. Somebody should invent a little zapper that gets rid of it all immediately, but you know what? They're just all dopey. Hey, you got all that? Now we got Ottawa. They've got this thing going on still with guns. They're still talking about getting rid of handguns. They're saying that we're going to explore it and we're going to talk about it. What they really mean is they're waiting for the public reaction that's coming from the fake news, because the fake news every day, mainstream press, is talking about it. And if people hear something often enough, it becomes something that they want. Subliminals work so well. I recently did it with a good friend of mine with an ice cream cone. He phoned me and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm in line. I'm going to order and I'm going to have a chocolate dip ice cream cone at Dairy Queen. You know what? A couple hours later, he called me and he said, guess what? I just had a chocolate dip ice cream cone. We're humans, and being humans, you know, it's kind of been a thing we've all happened to have or happened to have. Blah, 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 blah. And the government is doing that with us all the time. And the people that do it for them are the outlets, the news outlets, the polls, and so on. We got to be strong. We got to be steady. We got to know what they're trying to do to us. They're trying to control our minds. And we can't control their minds, them being the liberals, because they don't have a mind. Y'all come back here tomorrow. See ya.